This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday pledged to stand together in friendship and against authoritarian regimes. Ahead of their meeting, the two countries reached an agreement updating a treaty aimed at stopping asylum seekers traversing the U.S.-Canada land border via unofficial crossings.
After midnight tonight, police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
That was the voice of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. The two leaders also confirmed their affirmed their commitment to support Ukraine as the war-torn country battles against Russia's invasion, and they vowed to build up North American competitiveness in the face of economic challenges from China. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he'd been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda announced earlier Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. U.S. stocks closed higher on Friday, marking the end of a tumultuous week as Federal Reserve officials calmed the investor fears over a potential liquidity crisis in the banking sector, with all three major U.S. stock indexes starting the session sharply lower on the heels of a sell-off among European banks. Those losses were reversed by the time of the closing bell on Friday. You can find more at our website, voanews.com.